Valley of the Sun Audio presents Pisces Rising, written and read by Dick Sutton. The pain was like barbed wire being dragged through her sinuses when she inhaled. Exhaling, the torment stabbed her forehead and slammed down into the back of her neck with the subtlety of a sledgehammer, driving deeper and deeper into her awareness, until she uttered a pitiful whimpering groan. "Oh, no," Dalton whispered in a sleep-clotted voice. "Is it bad, Stephanie?" Placing his first and second finger just above the bridge of her nose, he gently pressed down. "Worst yet." Her whisper was almost unintelligible. She shimmied into a sitting position and slammed the back of her head into the headboard so hard the hanging wall lamp swung wildly. Garth awakened with a start. "Oh, Christ, Stephanie." He threw back the covers, grabbed the woman's trembling legs, and with Dalton's help pulled Stephanie into a prone position in the center of the bed. She shivered uncontrollably. While Dalton pressed acupressure points on her head, Garth straddled her buttocks and began channeling healing energy along her spine. The only sound in the room was the labored breathing of the tortured woman. Outside, a mournful wind howled bitterly around the pyramid and then shrieked down through the Bitterroot Valley, driving the snow into drifts that disdainfully ignored man's attempt to impose order on the world. "Is it better, Stephanie?" Dalton asked. She nodded her head. "Try to breathe deeply," Garth said, applying the Reiki technique, expertly moving his hands from one place to another on Stephanie's neck and back, transferring energy. Dalton applied pressure to points on the sides of her head. The two men worked for 10 more minutes before Dalton looked at Garth and said, "Let's draw down the healing." His voice was soft and paced. "Imagine the godlight entering our crown chakras and beginning to flow through our bodies and minds. Manifest the light and perceive it filling our bodies and minds and beginning to pour down into our arms and into our hands. Allow it to happen. Feel it happening. The healing power is concentrating in the palms of our hands, and our palms are becoming hotter and hotter, hotter and hotter. And on the count of three, we'll release together. Number one, number two, number three, release." Stephanie's body spasmed in response to the intense transference of energy. The men withdrew their hands, and in the silence you could almost hear the snowflakes tapping the glass in the apex of the pyramid. Slowly, Stephanie's body relaxed and her breathing became more natural. "Thank you," she whispered. Dalton smiled lovingly, pulling the covers over his guru's body. He stretched out beside her, partially covering her body with his own. Garth lay by her other side, massaging her neck. Raising her head, she turned to Garth, her face mask-like, only her eyes expressing her emotions. "New York is gone," she said hesitantly, as if fearing that saying it would make it so. With no outward display of emotion, Dalton whispered, "Dominoes." Garth closed his eyes and bit his lower lip before taking a deep breath and asking, "Do you want to make the announcement?" Stephanie said, "Spread the word to the commune and announce sanctuary assembly at 11. Garth rolled out of bed, his body tense like a coiled spring. He slipped into a robe draped over a bedside chair and hastily exited through the double-carved doors. Stephanie's headache was now a flat, dull ache rather than a piercing nightmare of empathic pain accompanied by the ghoulish visions of dying souls. Sitting up in bed, she looked through the floor-to-ceiling windows of one-way glass. The wind-driven snow was so thick she could hardly see any of the 13 white domes forming a circle around the Great Pyramid. Beyond the domes, where bare-limbed sycamores normally filled the horizon, was only a white wall as if the world ended at the tree line. But she knew that beyond that wall, an unimaginable horror was beginning to manifest.